Receiving a failing grade at age 15 turned out to be a very valuable experience for me because I realized I had developed a bad attitude toward my studies. It was a wake-up call to make corrections. I also realized early in life that while grades are important in school, my financial statements would be my report card once I left school. Rich Dad said to me, "In school, students are given report cards once a quarter. If a child is in trouble, the child at least has time to make the proper corrections if he or she wants to. In real life, many adults never receive a financial report card until it's too late. Because many adults do not have a quarterly financial report card, many adults fail to make the financial corrections necessary to lead a financially secure life. They may have high-paying jobs, big homes, nice cars, and they may be doing well at work, yet they are failing financially at home. They may be too old or out of time when they finally realize they have failed financially. That is the price of not having a financial report card at least once a quarter." Both my dads did not like the fact that their sons failed in school. Yet both dads did not treat us as failures. Instead, they encouraged us to learn from our mistakes. As my schoolteacher dad said, "Fail is a verb, not a noun." Unfortunately, too many people think that when they fail, they become a noun and call themselves failures. If people can learn to learn from their mistakes, just as children learn to ride bicycles by falling off bicycles, whole new worlds will open up. If they go along with the herd of people who avoid making mistakes, or lie, or blame someone else, then they fail to take advantage of the primary way human beings were designed to learn, and that is through making mistakes and learning from those mistakes. If I had not failed scholastically at age 15, I might never have graduated from college, and I doubt if I would have learned that the report card for life after school would be my personal financial statement. That mistake at age 15 was priceless in the long run. The reason so few people achieve great wealth is simply because they fail to make enough mistakes. Mistakes can be priceless if we are willing to learn from them. People who have made a mistake but have not yet learned lessons are often people who continue to say, "It wasn't my fault." Those are the words of a person who is wasting one of life's greatest gifts, the gift of making a mistake. Our jails are filled with people who continue to say, "I'm innocent, it wasn't my fault." Our streets are filled with people who lead unfulfilled lives because they continue to repeat what they were taught at home and in our schools. Play it safe, don't make mistakes, mistakes are bad. People who make too many mistakes are failures. When I speak to a group of people, I often say, "I'm in front of you today because I've made more mistakes than most of you, and I've lost more money than most of you." In other words, the price of becoming rich is the willingness to make mistakes, to admit you made a mistake without blaming or justifying, and to learn. The people who often have the least success in life are those who are unwilling to make mistakes, or have made mistakes and have not yet learned the lesson. So they get up each morning and continue to make the same mistakes.